Hachette Audio presents Sword of Destiny, written by Andrei Sapkowski, read by Peter Kenny.
The Bounds of Reason. Chapter 1.
"He won't get out of there, I'm telling you,"
the pockmarked man said, shaking his head with conviction.
"It's been an hour and a quarter since he went down. That's the end of him."
The townspeople, crammed among the ruins, stared in silence at the black hole gaping in the debris, at the rubble-strewn opening. A fat man in a yellow jerkin shifted from one foot to the other, cleared his throat, and took off his crumpled biretta.
"Let's wait a little longer," he said, wiping the sweat from his thinning eyebrows.
"For what?"
the spotty-faced man snarled.
"Have you forgotten, Alderman, that a basilisk is lurking in that there dungeon? No one who goes in there comes out. Haven't enough people perished? Why wait?"
"But we struck a deal,"
the fat man muttered hesitantly.
"This just isn't right."
"We made a deal with a living man, Alderman," said the spotty-faced man's companion,
a giant in a leather butcher's apron.
"And now he's dead, sure as eggs is eggs. It was plain from the start he was headed to his doom, just like the others. Why, he even went in without a looking glass, taking only a sword. And you can't kill a basilisk without a looking glass. Everyone knows that."
"You saved yourself a shilling, Alderman."